Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of The Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm very well, shukran, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Auntie Khadija, what can we look forward to in the cooking segment today?
Okay, today we're going to give recipes on big pies actually, and we got a different variety, so inshallah keep listening and we'll give you the recipes.
Okay, that was in the recipe segment. So that's a variety of big pies. Okay, so what recipes can we actually look forward to?
Okay, so today we're giving a steak pie recipe, a sour cream dough recipe, and a mayonnaise pie recipe.
That sounds delicious. Sounds very different.
It is very different, but it's very nice.
In the cooking segment, Greta?
Cooking segment, what are we speaking on? Useful tips on cooking.
Okay, useful tips while cooking.
While cooking, yes.
Okay,
there is a whole lot of them, so inshallah we'll be sharing that with you also.
Thank you, Zakala, for sharing. Sure. Well, in fact, it was the cooking segment, what you can look forward to, and the recipe segment as well. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you in the health segment. I'm going to commence with the very best home remedies for cracked heels. And in our homemaking segment, I'm going to be taking you through tips to remove curry or turmeric stains from clothes. And I think, you know, we all have that problem trying to get rid of the curry stains. And I think turmeric is a cause.
Especially the turmeric.
Because
yes.
of the color.
Yes.
And also we're going to commence today's program with the very best home remedies for cracked heels. Then today's Household Express question, we're asking you today, what is the most important piece of kitchen wisdom you received and from whom? I repeat it again. What is the most important piece of kitchen wisdom you received and from whom? And you can interact with us to come live on A011-854-1548. Then you can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648, a tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or follow me on Instagram at Amara_Mullah. Let's begin today's program with the best home remedies for cracked heels. Now, cracked heels or heel fissures are a common condition in which the skin begins to break along the outer edge of the heel. The skin there becomes very dry, hard and flaky, which causes the fissures to occur. Now, some of these fissures may even lead to painful bleeding, but there's no need to lose hope because there are excellent home remedies to treat this condition, and today we're sharing with you the home remedies. The first one is use oils. Vegetable oil is said to be very good at treating cracked heels. Other oils that are good for treating the condition are sesame, coconut, olive and vegetable oils. First, clean your feet with soap and water and pat them dry. If you already have cracks in your heels, rub your feet down for a few minutes with a pumice stone to get rid of the dry skin. Then clean the area with a tissue and apply the oils to any cracks or sores in your heels. Rub the oils in liberally and leave the oil on your feet overnight. For effective results, apply oil each night for a week and you will experience a dramatic improvement in your cracked heels. Then did you know ripe bananas are also excellent? I
never knew about it.
Let's find out. Bananas can be an excellent moisturizer if they are used correctly. Mash up the banana and apply it to your dry and cracked heels. Leave the bananas on your feet for 15 minutes. Then wash off the mixture with warm water. Later use cold water to wash off the remainder and to enliven your feet. Then also another one is paraffin wax, and I think that you can actually buy from your pharmacy or your beauty store. Now, if you experience pain from cracked heels, paraffin wax can give you almost instant relief. Mix the paraffin with coconut or mustard oil and then heat it until the wax melts. Use the resulting liquid and apply it to your feet to be left overnight or wash it off in the morning. You'll be amazed at results. Another one, I take a
Lemon juice.
Mm-hmm. Applying lemon juice to cracked heels will soften the skin, as lemon has acidic properties. Stick your feet in a bucket of lukewarm water and lemon juice for 10 to 15 minutes to hydrate your feet. Once you finish, clean your feet with a pumice stone and pat your feet dry. Now, you know, you get all those types of pumice stone at your local stores or your pharmacies. And also, you can also, one of the, they actually came out with a pumice stone where you just insert batteries in and you just rub it along your feet. I think that comes from Shawl.
Yes, it is. That's called
Skull, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is.
And it actually works on it, so it's a good thing to buy that.
I think we just bought one now. We haven't tried it, so we're really going to do it.
And then sometimes you find it in Durban at the flea markets or those ladies selling outside. It's a stone for your feet.
Yes.
It also works
on it. Does work, especially when you're in the bathroom. You just rub your heels.
Yes. Another tip is rice flour with honey and vinegar. Now, this is a great natural scrub for removing dead skin cells. To make the scrub, take 2 tablespoons of rice flour and mix it with 2 to 3 tablespoons of honey and vinegar. This should make a thick paste. Then, soak your feet in warm water for 10 minutes. Apply the scrub on your heels and wash it off with warm water after it's dry. Another one is honey. Well, what can I say about honey? There are so many uses for honey, and it's sunnah as well. Using just honey alone can also aid your cracked heels because it has antibacterial and moisturizing properties. When you soak your feet, mix 2 to 3 tablespoons of honey into the warm water and soak your feet for 15 minutes. Then salt water as well, believe it or not, this is an excellent remedy for dry and cracking heels, and it may be why most of people actually know why the baby's feet are actually quite soft. Place your feet into a bucket of salty warm water and leave them there for 15 minutes. Now remove your feet and place them in a bucket of cold water for 10 minutes, and this will also improve your blood circulation in your feet. Then they talk of Indian lilac or neem leaves. If you are able to purchase this herb fresh or have a paste available to you at your natural food store, this solution is most effective in ridding of cracked heels for an extended period. Apply a mixture of neem leaf powder and turmeric powder to the cracked area of your heels. Leave the mixture there for 30 to 45 minutes and wash away the paste when you are done. Another one is our Vaseline. We either take Vaseline and mix it with Zambac and then put that onto our heels.
And it really works.
Works wonders, yes. So if you regularly scrub your cracked heels with a pumice stone, then apply your Vaseline. This could aid in getting rid of dryness. After you have scrubbed your feet with a pumice stone, apply Vaseline to them before you go to bed. You will wake with softer and mostly cracked-free heels. Another one is rose water and glycerin. Mix together equal amounts of rose water and glycerin and rub the mixture over your cracked heels. If any of the features are open or bleeding, this could sting as a result of the glycerin. This should keep the skin soft for hours, and the mixture can be easily applied before you put on sandals or walk around barefoot outside.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you need to watch your calcium intake. To improve the state of your cracked heels, you need to watch your calcium intake and make sure that you are getting enough. Eat foods like yogurt, milk, cheese, fish, and broccoli to your diet. Also your vitamin E and iron, and also omega-3 fatty acids, which is also excellent for dry skin and cracked heels. So that was our best home remedies for cracked heels, and these remedies are up on our Radio Islam website. Go to radioislam.co.za. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, tips remove turmeric stains from clothes. Stay tuned. Let's now go on to our homemaking segment, tips remove curry stains from clothes. But before we do that, the question we're asking you today is, what is the most important piece of kitchen wisdom you received and from whom? And let's just share with you one feedback here. The sister says, Salams, my late mum always used to say that you are never too old to learn. I am sure all the ladies out there will agree with me.
Oh,
absolutely.
Definitely.
100% sister.
Yes.
Okay. Removing stains from fabric has always been a hectic procedure. There is no way any household can escape from this chore, especially with cooking and small kids around. There are different types of stains which require special care and treatments. A few stains are very easy to remove. Just some water and detergent would do the trick. But there are many other stains from products that we use daily, like stains that are made with turmeric. Now, turmeric is a bright yellow aromatic powder from a plant in the ginger family. It has a large amount of medicinal values and also used as an antiseptic. But once on your dress, removing turmeric stains from fabric is difficult. This is why it's always important, you know, when you're cooking in the kitchen, is to wear an apron.
Yes, you must wear an apron.
Okay. Now, I'll share with you various ways on how you can can actually remove turmeric stains. Dry detergent. Now, this method can be used for both color and whites. Rub the stain with a dry detergent bar and allow it to set in the stain. Once the detergent sets in, rinse it and dry it out. So you can either just take a sunlight...
Yes, that is what they normally do. You take sunlight soap. Leave it in the sun. And you won't believe it how nice the stains actually come out.
Somebody said to me the other day, bingo soap. Do you still get bingo soap?
Yes, up till this day, I still use bingo soap in my house.
Bingo soap.
Yes.
And the sunlight soap, I know it goes on from generation to generation.
You know, in the old days when the babies used to wear the nappies, and when the stains never used to come out, they used to actually put the sunlight soap on the nappy and hang it in the sun, and after a while rinse it, and you won't believe the marks used to all come out. So it works wonderful.
You're taking us for years.
Yes,
back.
That is now many, many years.
Remember the towel in nappies?
It was our time when we used to wear nappies, yes.
I know, my
so much convenient now with all the throwaway disposable nappies and that. But I mean, in the olden days, this is how they used to wash
the nappies. Soak the toweling nappies and the flannel nappies.
Yes.
You used to get steady nappies. And you rub the sunlight soap and you leave it to soak.
I promise it works wonders.
And you actually get a special bucket, remember those days?
Special buckets where you keep your sterilized nappies in there and things like that.
And now it's also easy to throw the nappies in there.
Yes.
How times have changed,
of course.
Then you can also use water and soap. Removing stains from fabric can also be done by washing the stained fabric in cool water and soap. Dry the clothes in the sun and then wash normally with other clothes. You could try that. Then you could try using bleach and water. The stained area needs to be washed and then soaked in a mixture of bleach and water. Then soak the garment in a mixture of water and baking soda that you'll buy bicarbonate soda overnight.
Yes.
This can help in removing stains from fabric. Also, vinegar. Vinegar can be used in removing turmeric stains from fabric. For using vinegar, rinse the stained area with water and then use liquid soap and allow setting. Rinse the stain and then apply vinegar to remove the residual stain.
Okay.
Another one is lemon. The stained area needs to be rubbed with lemon and then dried in the sun till the stain fades. Then you wash the clothes in a normal washing cycle. This process needs to be repeated in removing stains from fabric. Well, surprising to hear, glycerin products are used in removing turmeric stains from fabric. This can be used by flattening the fabric and rubbing glycerin on the stained area. Allow it to set for about an hour and then wash in a normal cycle.
Uh-huh.
Another one is hydrogen peroxide. Now, this is easily available in any pharmacy. Use this only on white fabrics. Removing stains from fabric can be done by rubbing the stained portion all the fabric by hydrogen peroxide and wash this off well after some time. Then your last resort would probably be a dry cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Removing turmeric stains from fabric using home remedies can be a bit hectic. Depending on the age of the stain, there are chances that the stain may not be removed completely, so you probably want to actually go to a professional dry cleaner. But you can always try the home remedies out that we actually shared with you. Let's now go on to our feedback we're receiving from the listeners. And remember, the question we're asking you today is, what is the most important piece of kitchen wisdom you received and from whom? You can interact with us on SMS or WhatsApp at 082-565-8648. Then the sister says that, Salams, I found eucalyptus oil works on most stains.
Okay.
Element markers paint. New permanent markers, even super glue.
Okay.
I've heard about eucalyptus oil, yes. I agree with that. Then this one says, she's actually responding to our question. This one says, Salaam, my lovely ladies, my late mom used to always tell me there is no rules to cooking and one can learn from the cradle to the grave if one really wants to learn. Love
yes.
you both. Oh, Jazakallah, sister, for that. And then we've got a request, Jad Khadija. Let me just share that request. This one says, can someone please tell me how to get fine creases out from abayas? Well, this, sister, I can share with you a tip. If you get yourself, buy yourself a steamer.
Yes.
A small steamer. This, all your creases will come out.
Actually, the steam iron also works with it.
The steam iron?
Yes. You get the steam iron, and you don't have to hang your clothes. You don't have to iron it down. You just hang it and you hang it on, iron it on the hanger. It normally does the trick.
Mm-hmm. So it's always good to actually have a portable steamer. Mm-hmm. In that way you can hang it onto a hanger and it takes out all the fine creases from the papayas. Then the same sister also requests that you have a recipe for soles in the coriander marinade.
I'm sure, yes, we do. I don't know if we're going to have time now to share it.
Okay, we'll just make a note of that as well. Yes. And inshallah, if you've got a time towards the end of the program, we will try and share a recipe for that as well. In the meantime, let's go for our break again. When we come back, we're going to go on to the cooking segment. And Auntie Grace, if I must prepare for some useful tips while you cook. So you can stay tuned to that tips after the break. Stay tuned.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Venezia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
This is Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. Let's now go on to our cooking segment. Well, it's also part of the cooking segment and the sister wants to know what is the difference between baking soda and baking powder. Well, we'll give you, it's a very short answer, sister. It's acid. But it can make a big difference for baked goods. So let's explain. Baking soda has only one ingredient, sodium bicarbonate. And sodium bicarbonate is a base that reacts when it comes into contact with acids like buttermilk, yogurt, or even vinegar.
Okay.
And Grace, your answer to it?
Well, I really don't know, really. I have no idea because I know baking soda is baking powder and... No, baking soda is bicarbonate.
Bicarb, yes.
Mm-hmm. And baking powder is baking powder, yes.
And baking powder is more like a raising agent.
It is a raising agent.
Whereas bicarbonate of soda has more acid in it.
Yeah, it froths more than the baking powder.
Yes, perfect. So I hope it actually helps the sister out. In the meantime, let's take our first caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you there?
Alhamdulillah, Aunty Rashida, how are you keeping?
Okay. About the stains, I was telling her. The best thing is to put sunlight soap and leave it in the sun.
Sun.
And then you wash it out the next day. Any stain.
Any stain.
Use it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very, very good, huh?
Jazakallah for sure, Auntie Rashida.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Auntie Rashida, one of our regular callers.
Always.
And she always loves listening to this program. Then, Auntie Khadija, let's go to our useful tips while cooking.
Okay.
And I see you've prepared quite a bit and very interesting ones that we always can actually help out in, you know, in the kitchen and that.
Okay, the useful tips for cooking is, for a tasty and fluffy omelette, you add a little milk or a tablespoon of water when beating the eggs. It'll make it much more fluffier. For fried onions, for biryanis and pulaos, you add a pinch of sugar while frying your onions for garnishing your biryani and pulaos so that they will brown much faster.
That's quite interesting, Aunt Khadija. So basically when you're frying your onions,
yes,
you add a pinch of sugar.
Exactly. So what happens? It makes sense because the sugar melts and it will brown the onions much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Then prevent dal from frothing. Add a teaspoon of oil when cooking the dals to prevent it from frothing and spilling all over. Another trick is to place a wooden ladle over the top of the pan to prevent water from boiling over.
Mm-hmm.
Now to thicken your gravies with onion and tomato base, you grind about 5 to 6 soaked cashew nuts or blanched almonds to a fine paste and you add it to your gravies. Then you cook it for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. And usually let's hold that talk for now. Let's go to our second caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, sister?
It's Rabia speaking.
Gee, Auntie Rabia, how are you? Maaf, I didn't make out your voice. How are you?
I only take a stain on some a delicate fabric like silk and lace. It's cream in color. The stain is old. I've been putting it off because I don't know what to do.
Okay. Did you try the sunlight soap?
No, I will have to do it.
Maybe you should try the sunlight soap, the lemon juice, the vinegar.
Sunlight soap and lemon juice.
Yeah. Yeah. If it doesn't come out, then maybe you should take it to a dry cleaners. That will be your option.
It's a spot, but it's now...
And it's a silk fabric.
It's silk and lace also.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
In fact, it's a gown, and now I need the outfit.
Okay. Try the sunlight soap, try the lemon juice, try the vinegar, even the bicarb.
Yes. Another tip maybe she must try is Handy Andy also.
I'm scared to use Pino or...
Auntie Ravia, try the Handy Andy as well.
Oh, okay.
Or even the Bingo soap.
Won't the ammonia and Handy Andy, like... Okay, we'll try.
Try one of those.
Try.
If your last resort would be then the dry cleaners.
Okay.
But you say it's an overstay, it's on silk and lace as well.
Mm.
And I know lace is something that a mark doesn't just come off easy.
It's very difficult to get the stain off.
It's small mark, but it's in the front.
And it's visible, I assume so.
And also tip for, cooking. Your ginger garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I know we in Natal we don't put our red masala into our ginger garlic.
Okay.
We just mix our ginger garlic or our garlic separate and ginger garlic, we mix it like a
plain one.
Kilo of ginger to half kilo of garlic.
All right.
Put a teaspoon of salt and half teaspoon of arad.
Mm-hmm.
So you can leave one container in the fridge. It preserves it so it won't go off. The rest of the garlic you can, the ginger and the garlic, you can like freeze it and label it. Always label.
Mm-hmm.
But, sometimes these things go off in the fridge.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So Jisakala for sharing that lovely...
It will preserve it in the fridge.
Jisakala for sharing that tips, Anitabia. And I hope you actually find it. One of the tips will actually help you to actually remove the stain. Let us know next week. Call in again and tell us. Jisakala. Assalamu alaikum. Well, we've got two more callers waiting on the line. Let's go to the first one. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
About a stain on the dress or something.
Yes, sister, how are you?
I'm fine.
And you're calling us from?
Azadwal,
welcome to the program, sister.
Try baby powder or any talcum powder. You sprinkle on the top of the fabric and on the back at the bottom as well.
Okay.
And you leave it for a while. In fact, you leave it for quite a while, and then you just brush it off or something. And if you wash it, something I usually find it comes off. I don't know.
Comes off, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know baby powder or talcum powder actually is good for oil stains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So but you can try this out as well.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jazakallah for calling, sister. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum. Mm-hmm. Let's now go to our last caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
See, sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
KZN.
Okay, welcome to the program, sister.
Jazakallah. My question is, can you please tell me how to pickle onions, carrots, and green chilies? Procedure, I'll listen on air.
Okay, Jazakallah for calling, sister. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, how to pickle onions, carrots, and...
You know what, I do have the mixture at home. I know exactly what she's talking about. I know you have to boil the water and add salt, and there is a bit of a procedure to it. I do have it at home, so inshallah, if she phones me, I will give it to her.
Okay. Sister, if you can do me a favor, the sister who called in, she can just phone Sister Faiza and ask Sister Faiza for Auntie Karija's number, and then you can give her a call at home. Jazakallah for that, Auntie Karija.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just go to... Okay, let's continue with useful tips while cooking.
Okay. How to fix excess water in gravies. You roast about 1.5 tablespoons of poppy seeds and you grind it in a paste. You add it to your watery gravy to boil and boil it on medium flame. Then you roast 1 tablespoon of ground nuts and 1 tablespoon of sesame seeds. You grind it to a paste and you add it to thicken your gravies. So that does thicken your gravies. Okay, and another tip is how to make crispier puris. When kneading wheat flour dough and for making puris, add a teaspoon of nawa or rice flour to the wheat flour. That will make it more crispier.
Okay, and if you don't want the crispy, I think you shouldn't add
No, then you mustn't. You must just make it with normal flour.
Okay, that would be your rice flour if you want crispier porridge.
Crispier porridge, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then to fry, for crispier bhindi fry, you add a tablespoon of curd or lemon juice when frying the bhinda. This also prevents the stickiness.
Mm-hmm. That's quite interesting.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then to cleaning a messy blender. To clean a blender, you add a cup of warm water, you run for a few seconds. Now you add a drop of dishwashing detergent in another cup of water and blend. Let it sit for a few seconds, then you rinse. You top with 4 strong odors on your hands, such as onions or fish, can be removed by lightly wetting your hands and then sprinkling on baking soda. So if you're cutting onions and the onions stay, you must just do this. It can be, you know, you rub your hands with baking soda.
Okay, it's interesting.
See, rub the soda all over the hands and then you rinse the soda water away along with the odors.
Okay.
While cooking cabbage, add a bay leaf. This will reduce the smell during cooking and also give a subtle flavor.
Mm, and I know when you're cooking cabbage,
oh,
I think everybody knows you're cooking cabbage. Even the neighbors will know you're cooking cabbage.
Yes. Sprinkling some salt in a frying pan to prevent oil from splashing.
Mm-hmm.
That's another tip also.
Yeah.
And then if oil used for frying turns dark, add a teaspoon of white vinegar. Cover with a lid and keep on low on slow flame. When the spluttering stops, remove the lid. The oil will have a cleared and it can be strained and reused.
Mm-hmm.
So vinegar works the trick with all used oil.
Mm-hmm. That's quite interesting.
Yes.
She's asking for the useful tips while cooking at Grisha.
Yes.
Let's now go to our feedback on WhatsApp and SMS. This one says, which garlic masala is used in Sister Grisha's roast chicken recipe?
Oh, I have it at home also. It's a special roast masala that I do have.
Okay. Then this one says, Assalamu alaikum. Please help if you have a recipe for the Adega prawn sauce recipe. And, Adega prawn sauce recipe.
Mm.
I'm going to ask her to give you a call at home.
Yes.
Do you have the recipe?
Yes.
Okay. Then we go on to the next message. This one says, okay. Yes, the hints are on the Radio Islam website. Alright, the one for the stains is on the Radio Islam website. The cracked heel ones are all on the Radio Islam website, including the recipes as well. Okay, this one says, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? I'm great. I'm sorry for the lovely program. Alhamdulillah, I still have a mum. She turned 73 years old last month. And everything she sits in the kitchen dishing out her humor jokes. And she always says, you're never too old to learn. And you will learn from mistakes. As my zaini is still a new cook myself, if anything flops, we get so sad and depressed. And my mommy will still say, don't get disappointed. You will learn from this mistake. And this comes actually from Sister Aisha Tokras from Robatsi, Botswana.
Definitely agreed. So true it is.
Yes. We can only but learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
Yes. Then this one says, do not wash silk, always dry clean.
Yes.
Okay. So that's also a good tip. Let us go to our SMSs. This one says, can you tell me how to overcome this? When I wash my kurtas and after ironing and on wearing it, it clings to my legs even after using Stay Soft. That's actually from Brother Eunice, Indonesia. That's also
because normally Stay Soft should do the trick.
Should do the trick, yes.
Yes.
Maybe just in your last rinse. Say the Stay Soft.
Yes. You mustn't do it in the first rinse. You have to
because
do it.
Because it's going to rinse out all the Stay Soft.
Stay Soft.
When your last rinse,
then you add
the Stay Soft.
Yes.
And then try the Sunlight Stay Soft.
Maybe you should try the Comfort also. That also, the Comfort Stay Soft also works better than the normal Stay Soft.
Okay. Then before we take a break and we go on to the recipe segment, one question I'd encourage you. How much tana jiru for grinding tana jiru? Is it equal amounts?
Okay, it's entirely up to you. Normally, jiru is much more stronger.
Stronger, yes.
So you normally take 1 kilo tana, half a kilo of jiru.
Okay.
And you mix that together and that will suffice, I suppose.
Okay. And also when with danya, you can always have it, you must always have a bottle of fine, fine danya and a bottle of crush.
Yeah.
Because some recipes actually call for crush.
For crush danya.
And your danya must be roasted.
No.
Including your
tiro. Oh, the smell is so nice.
Okay. And then this one says, salams vinegar when cooking cabbage, omit the smell. Oh. Okay, then the sister says, wear the trousers inside out to prevent static.
Normally if you wear a cotton trouser, it shouldn't stick also.
Okay. So that's that. Okay. Okay, let's now go for our show break, but when we come back, we're going to go on to the recipe segment of the program, and we're sharing with you a variety of pie recipes. We're sharing with you a steak pie, mayonnaise pie, and a sour cream dough pie as well. So you can look forward to these lovely recipes. So get your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes. Stay tuned. A variety of pie recipes coming up. We're sharing with you a steak pie, sour cream pie dough, and a mayonnaise pie. But before we commence with the recipes, let's quickly take one feedback advocate. This one says, my late mum taught us many little things like do not have your saucepans and frying pan handles sticking out from the stove.
Very true. Very, very true. It can cause bad accidents.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this one says, my kids and I have a very bad static and I can't even touch them. Sometimes someone suggested one stop using Stay Soft. Alhamdulillah, I stopped in a jury help. It's for a lovely program.
Okay.
So, it depends on each one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, before we go to that, this one says, please do not wash silk, always dry clean. And also, Adigreja mentioned the handy andy.
Yes.
It's got ammonia in it.
Yes.
So rather don't use it on silk.
It's also
rather go for your natural stuff like sunlight soap or pica or the bingo soap, but don't use the handy andy. Okay, then we've got one, Adigreja, I'm just looking for that message here. Okay. This one says, please advise on amount to use for 50 people for dal and rice. How much meat, dal and rice? And how much chicken for Antikarajas, roast chicken for 200 people. Okay, I'm going to ask the sister to give you a call, okay? And then you can advise her better. Okay, in the meantime, let's go to the recipes. Let's begin with the steak pie recipe.
Okay, the recipe for the steak pie recipe is 2.5 cups of flour, 125 grams butter, 2.5 teaspoons of baking powder, salt and pepper. Now you mix together to resemble breadcrumbs. You make a soft dough with enough milk. Once your dough is made, you take 3/4 of your dough and you roll it to put a Pyrex dish. In there you spread a chutney. Then you cook steak, cheese and mashed potato. You close the rest of the dough. You prick it all over with a fork. You brush the egg and sprinkle till bake on 180 degrees. Now, when you're making the steak, you have to cook about 1 kilo of steak and it has to be a saucy steak to make the pie.
Okay. So for the steak pie, the ingredients are as follows. It's 2.5 cups flour, 125 grams butter, 2.5 teaspoons baking powder, salt and pepper. So you mix together to resemble breadcrumbs. Then you make a soft dough with enough milk. Take 3/4 dough and roll. Fit in a Pyrex dish. Spread chutney, cook steak, cheese and mesh. Close with the rest of dough. Prick all over with a fork. Brush egg and sprinkle dough. And bake on 180 degrees till done. Now the steak, you can cook any recipe that you want,
that's
but
right,
it must be saucy.
Yes, it has to be a saucy.
And as you've got cheese and mesh.
Oh, it come out divine. It is really, and it's a nice filling pie, this one.
Okay, and also, even if you're not putting mesh, you can actually boil a potato and grate it.
Comes out
pretty nice.
The choice is yours again.
Okay. Now for the next one, it's a sour cream dough.
Okay, now this one also comes out very nice. It's 3 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 pound butter, 1 tub of sour cream, and you add a little milk to the cream. You rub the butter into the flour and you make the dough with the rest of the ingredients. Then you divide the dough into three rotis and you grate another 1/4 pound of butter on all three rotis. You roll out like a pie dough and leave it for about 6 hours to rest. Then you fill and bake. Now your filling is of your choice. You can either use steak, chicken, mince, whatever you want to. But it really comes out, this recipe, this pie, you cannot freeze for a long time, maybe just for a week or so. You have to use it up.
Okay, so the sour cream dough, it's actually for pies, it's 3 cups flour, that's 3 cups flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 pound butter, and 1/4 pound butter. Then you take 1 cup sour cream and a little milk. You rub butter into flour and make a dough with the rest of ingredients. Then divide into 3 rotis and grate another 1/4 pound butter on all 3 rotis. Roll out like pie dough and leave for about 6 hours to rest. Fill and bake and use filling of your choice. Now, Adigeja, when you make your dough, you actually divide it into 3 rotis.
Yes.
Then you take 1/4 pound butter and you grate a little on each one.
Yes, and you stick it on top of
it. And you roll it out and leave it
Like how you make normal puff pastry dough.
Okay. Can you make a big pie with this?
That's small. Exactly, no. The idea is to make the big pies.
Big pies.
And you get, I think, about 4 pies out of this.
Okay.
Dough.
Okay, so now we go on to the mayonnaise pie. It's a bit of a lengthy recipe.
Okay. For the mayonnaise pie, it is 125 grams of butter, 2 cups flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of pepper, 1/2 teaspoon mustard powder, 1/2 teaspoon of green ground chilies, a pinch of turmeric, 2 eggs, 1 cup of milk. Now the method is you rub the butter into the dry ingredients, you beat the eggs into the milk and you make a nice very soft dough. Now for your filling, you need 1/2 kilo of either chicken, steak or mince, 1 tablespoon oil, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup of macaroni cooked, 1 cup of mixed vegetable boiled, 2 tomatoes grated, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, mayonnaise, 1 green pepper cubed, beaten egg and sesame seeds. Now for your method, you cook your meat in oil and spices till done. You add your macaroni, tomatoes, tomato puree, and mixed vegetable together in a pot. Then you spread half the dough into an oven-proof dish. You spread the filling, and you then spread it with mayonnaise, green pepper, and lots of grated cheese. You sprinkle with salt and pepper. You cover with the other half of the dough and brush beaten egg and sesame seeds. You bake in a preheated oven on 180 for about 35 minutes till done. It is a lengthy recipe, but it comes out a nice and big pie, and it's filling. And it's something different because it's got macaroni and vegetables.
Lovely. So let's repeat the mayonnaise pie recipe. It's 125 grams butter. It's 125 grams butter. 2 cups flour. 3 teaspoons baking powder. 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon mustard powder, 1/2 teaspoon green chilies, which are crushed green chilies, 1 pinch of turmeric, 2 eggs, 1 cup milk. Now the method, you rub the butter into dry ingredients, beat the eggs into the milk and make a very soft dough. Then for the filling, you take 1/2 kilo chicken, steak or mince, whichever you prefer, 1 tablespoon oil, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1 teaspoon lemon pepper, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 cup macaroni cooked, 1 cup mixed vegetable boiled, 2 tomatoes grated, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, then some mayonnaise, 1 green pepper cubed, beaten egg and sesame seeds. So for the method, you cook meat in oil and spices till done. Add the macaroni, tomatoes, tomato puree and mix veg together in a pot. Spread half the dough into an oven-proof dish. Spread the filling and then spread with mayonnaise, green pepper, lots of grated cheese. Sprinkle with salt, pepper and cover with the other dough and brush with beaten egg and sesame seeds. Bake in a preheated oven on 180 degrees Celsius for 35 minutes till done. And also, listeners, the recipes are on our Radio Islam website. Go on to www.radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, you can call Sister Faiza and she will gladly assist you with the recipes. Then a quick message. This one says, rub any hand cream on your trousers. It won't be static. Another one is to avoid cabbage from smelling, place newspaper over pot and add green pepper and cabbage when cooking.
Okay.
Rub any hand cream, okay, that we shared with you earlier on. Okay, Adikaricha, I think we've got quickly a few minutes. Okay. Advise on the amount to use for 50 people for dal and rice. And how much dal, how much rice, how much of meat?
Well, the rice normally, they normally take 1 cup for 2 people. So if it's 50 people, you use 25 cups of rice.
1 cup for 2 people.
Yes.
Okay.
A cup of rice is normally, depends on if it's, if it's children, then maybe a little more.
And what rice are you using?
Basmati or bimri. It doesn't matter.
If it's bimri, is it more?
No.
It would be the same thing.
Yes.
All right.
And basmati is really curious quite a bit, so
okay,
maybe a bit less. The dal, I have to see. For 50 people. I don't know. Maybe about 15. No, I'm not sure. You know what? I have to go home and do my homework and then I can.
Okay, this is just a rough measurement. Just for the benefit of the listeners who's listening.
Yes, so for 50 people, I'm sure about 7-8 cups should do.
Because really one amount.
You must know there's lots of meat and that going into the dal. You know, you're putting the chicken in the fillet, and some people like dodi in the dal. So, I think about 8 to 9 cups should be enough for 50 people, definitely.
Okay. And then, roast chicken for 200 people.
Roast chicken, again, 1 chicken, 5 people can eat.
So, you might just times it.
So, you just times it by 5. Hmm. From 1 chicken, 5 people can eat comfortably.
Okay. If you're making mutton dal?
Mutton dal, again, you see, it's entirely up to you how much meat you want to put in the dal. So, for instance, maybe I'm sure 3 kilos of mutton will be enough for that amount.
Because if you're going to be using a kilo of dal for the amount you're making for about 10, 15 people can eat from there.
Yes.
So you might just work
so
it out.
So you just then. Work it out.
But I did give the listener your number.
She, okay.
She will be calling you.
Not a problem,
she. Well, Jazakallah for a lovely program. Jazakallah for the recipes, the cooking hints and tips. And I really enjoy Jazakallah for all those who SMS, who WhatsApp, and to all those callers who call in. We say Jazakallah to you as well. Inshallah, back with you next week, Thursday. Next week, Thursday, our theme is all about cupcakes. So, how to make the best cupcakes. We're sharing with you hints and tips and the lovely cupcake recipes. So, you can look forward to all the lovely cupcake recipes
inshallah. Next
week, inshallah. From myself, Amara, in Atikari Chai Prime.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.